All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. So, under the context of today, it who cares? And I guess this makes gay people and lesbians and queer and transgender people feel wanted. I guess I'm not really sure, but it has opened up a all sorts of uproar from these parents who get so damn pissed off that a book like this exists. Well, since this woman's kids go to this school in Michigan called Lowell, she's been raising hell, and she's been one of the things she filed a federal lawsuit that her civil rights were being violated. She was the chick who walked into the library and said, "Hey, where's the porno?" Which was kind of funny. But she's also being sued by the librarian of this school. We talked about it on this very show over what she has done to ostracize and allegedly harass the librarian of the damn school who is in charge of the books. And she said something to the effect of, I'm paraphrasing, that the librarian is attempting to groom children. And that's been the argument you've heard a lot by all these right-wing wackos, that books like this is an attempt by the left to try to turn children gay, which is so ridiculous. You know, most of the kids in that school who are gay figured out they were gay long ago. You know, they've had penises in their mouths many times before. They know they're gay. There's no way a book can make you gay. My God. Well, anyway, this is the latest. As this crazy case goes on, self-described parental rights advocate Stephanie Boone, the lawsuit has been thrown out. She sued the district and several of its current and former employees in June of 24. She claimed that the school implemented policies that prohibit her directly from contacting district staff and from posting references to the school on social media. So the policies were put in place. She said it's violating her right as a parent and a community member. The lawsuit states Boone, who is a vocal critic of the district, much of her complaints center on DEI, SEL, I don't know what that is, social justice issues, alternative sex and gender ideologies, and other liberal political ideology. Boone's social media directly criticizes staff at the school. She claims the middle school principal is, quote, flexing sexuality in her office. A similar slew of posts call out the educators in the district over the book, All Boys Aren't Blue. I don't know about that one. Saying it's a disgusting, pornographic, incestual, sexually explicit book. Well, now I want to read that. The posts circulated, leading former high school principal Steve Goh to send a letter to Boone. He requested that she cease and desist from any reference to any Lowell area school employee. So they sent her a C&D. And that's where Boone said, well, that's unconstitutional. I'm filing a federal lawsuit. Judge said no. So that's awesome. The library media director that we talked about earlier, Kristen Beechler, says she has been a target of untruthful personal attacks on social media by Boone for 5 years. The video of the librarian during the library tour in February went viral. That's the one where the chick came in and said, "Where's your porno section?" There were a million people seeing the video, but I was getting active threats on my life. The video was posted by Boone. Thus, the lawsuit. This was the chick that I referred to as a hag probably 5 weeks ago. That's how she figured out that EZ existed. That's how I got on the radar. Stevie says, I want to change my pick for book club. Well, you wanted to read the Kamala Harris book. All right. This is the book that Stevie may want to change her pick to. The book, All Boys Aren't Blue. This tops the ALA's list of most challenged books. It is a young adult nonfiction memoir manifesto by journalist and activist George Johnson. The book consists of a series of essays following Johnson's journey growing up as a queer black man in Plainfield, New Jersey, in Virginia. This sounds good. Oh, my God. Stevie May. Okay, this is why people like Hillbilly Nick the Electrician needs to be in book club. I want to get an image of Nick sitting at his desk reading a book with this man on the cover. Okay? It's a man with flowers in his hair, unless I'm getting the pronouns wrong, who's got to look like an African queen getting ready to kick somebody in the ass and then have sex with them. Can you imagine my MAGA blood brothers reading that book? Yes. Megan says, send the school the Italian's info. The Italian kicks ass. The Italian sent a cease and desist once to Ben Glaze. Way back in the time when Ben was on the warpath, I had to calm his ass down. Megan says, is Arena Nick in the book club? We're going to have to read a book about proper car repairs so you don't kill other people while driving down the road. There was a moment in yesterday's Ben and Eric Patreon podcast when Nick, hang on, I got to sneeze. When Nick in the arena was working on his vehicle, and then suddenly he wasn't working on his vehicle. And why he wasn't working on his vehicle is the reason why you don't work on your own vehicle, you dumb shit. My God. Megan had this look on her face when he was describing what was going on, like, yeah, I told you. Don't get in the way of the car care queen. Thank God the car care queen. Well, I think that your mother would be the car care queen. You should be the car care princess. I don't know what that makes your dad, but he is the subject of the queen's rule. So your mother is the car. Jamie is the car care queen. And your dad would be the car care queen's caretaker, worker, I don't know. But you are the car care princess. One day, if you're lucky, the empire will be yours. Jamie is the queen, dad is the king. I pretend to be the queen when she's not around. No, you're the hand. You can be the princess in the hand. The hand is nearly as powerful as the king or the queen. We all know this from Game of Thrones. Starman 314 is here. He says the consort. But Megan says dad is the king. But the queen is the real power behind the throne. You know? You know how, like, Queen Elizabeth, her husband was not the king. What? Okay. Maybe it's consort. I need to look it up. What was Queen Elizabeth's husband's title? Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh or Edinburgh. Yeah, your dad can't be queen or king. He's the prince of something or the duke. That's what he can't be the king. The king would rule over the queen. Starman is right. He'd be the consort, unless that only refers to women because Queen Camilla is a consort. All right, you're going to be dad's going to be a consort. Ed in the Borough. Not sure what that means. I don't know why you mean like Murfreesboro? Or a borough of New York, Bob? Explain yourself. I don't know what's going on. All right. Anyway, this chick loses her case. That's the end of that. And she's being sued. There is a GoFundMe to help with the librarian's legal fees against Boone. By the time this was published yesterday, it had $70,000 paying for her legal fees, and it's up. It hasn't changed. $70,150. As she is suing this woman over the harassment. Okay. I have an update on a story that I touched on just a little bit, but there's some new information. There was a standby.
Cut through the clutter and tap into new audiences you won't find on other platforms.
There was a murder that took place not far from where I live here in beautiful Hudsonville. And it was 40-something-year-old wife killed 40-something-year-old husband. What's going on? She claimed it was an abusive relationship, and she's also saying there's something else that caused her to murder, well, kill the guy. She says it's not murder, all right? And this is the latest. She's saying there's a reason why this happened.
In charge with the shooting death of her husband, Michelle Matos Colon is in custody at the Ottawa County Jail on a $1 million bond. Her tenure sides, Kelly Lichter, went through the court documents. And Kelly, did they reveal a motive?
Elena, court documents say Matos Colon was intoxicated when she allegedly killed her husband for years of repeated abuse.
A wife who allegedly shot and killed her husband in Georgetown Township would have never done it if she was sober, according to court documents obtained by 13 on Your Side. Michelle Matos Colon is in custody and held on a $1 million bond for the September 25th murder of her husband, Eliezer Lores Montano. Ottawa County deputies were dispatched to a Georgetown Township apartment complex for a domestic call, which authorities say was called in by Matos Colon, saying she had killed her husband because he assaulted her. When deputies arrived, they found Lores Montano dead in the apartment building stairwell. An hour after they were dispatched, during an interview with Matos Colon, she allegedly admitted she had shot her husband after an argument.
Shot him in the face.
Couple had been having marital problems, and court documents say domestic violence incidents went unreported for years. After her husband had returned home to talk, the documents say he became physical with his wife. Court documents say Matos Colon told detectives she was intoxicated, drinking 29 cans of Michelob Ultra.
Oh, shit. 29 cans of Mick Ultra.
Beer from 4 p.m. to around 8 a.m. that morning.
That's like an Andre the Giant amount of alcohol.
A breathalyzer test around 4 hours after she allegedly stopped drinking. Her blood alcohol content was 0.145.
Okay, if you drink 29 beers and you're still only blowing a 0.145, That's remarkable.
Next day, while sober, court documents say Matos Colon admitted to detectives she had gotten her gun from a purse in her room and acted like she was scratching her back, but she was actually pulling the gun from a holster inside her purse. The gun still behind her back, court documents say Lores Montano walked towards the door facing her, with Matos Colon telling her husband, quote, "You'll never hurt me again," pulling the trigger. Matos Colon, quote, believes that she shot him because she was angry at the many years of abuse and she was intoxicated. She denies that he was advancing towards her when she shot him.
Oh, you can't say that. You gotta say he was advancing towards you when you shot him. You can't admit to shooting someone and then say, no, he was just standing there. He wasn't advancing towards me. I mean, make some shit up. Nobody else was there.
Matos Colon stated that she would not have shot him if she was sober.
Yeah, you were doing okay until you said, they said, okay, was he charging you? Was he getting ready to hurt you? That's when you say, yes, yes. In fact, he said he was going to kill me. So I shot him. I mean, you can use the alcohol thing to your advantage. You can use the years of abuse to your advantage. You should. Does he deserve to be shot? Probably not in that moment. But if you want to get off, don't like tell him the truth. He was coming at me and said he was going to rip me limb from limb. Thank God I had the gun. It saved my life. You don't tell the cops that you looked at him stone cold before shooting him in the face and say, you will never hurt me again. And he just stood there defenseless. Idiot. Yoda World says that beer, Mick Ultra, is basically water. There's not a lot of, I think there's low alcohol in those. That's why they call them ultra. There's no taste. There's no alcohol. It's nothing. Excuse me. Yeah, you're not going to get anywhere with that. One of you said amateur night. 100%. First of all, I just saw this. This is the lady, Jane Goodall, who, she was a naturalist and a conservationist. She just died. She was the one that I think there was I thought there was a movie called Gorillas in the Mist. Wasn't that Jane Goodall? And I thought she'd been dead for like decades. I saw a video about this chick that just warmed my heart. Okay. Yeah, this is it. This is it. This is a beautiful, beautiful clip. So, Jane Goodall, known for her research with chimps and orangutans. This is a crazy-ass clip. They've rehabilitated the chimp. And they're going to let the chimp out into the wild. And watch what happens here. I'm going to mute it because of the music. I don't want to get a YouTube ticket. Okay. So the chimp he's free to go. But he's going to take, I don't know what he's doing there. He's posturing in a weird way to that researcher. And then it gets up on the crate there. Goodall is the silverhead lady. She's right by its butthole. But watch what it does. This chimpanzee. He's like, okay, I don't know what to do now. They're giving him a pet, and then he sees her and he goes, oh, okay. And look at this. Look at that. He gives her a real big boy hug. Oh my God, I want one. And she loves this thing. Look at that. What a life. Can you imagine She was 91 when she died. And I guess she was, and then it just takes off. Look at it. Well, I would be sobbing uncontrollably as a chimp that I helped raise, nursed it back to health from near death, it says in this clip. I was released into the out of their sanctuary islands after being successful. I would be crying so hard. Oh, my God. I remember there was a story, though, about there was a lady who got her face ripped off by a beast just like that one. And she's one of those women. I think she ended up getting a face transplant or something like that. And so I would be scared to death of that happening because they're like stronger than 15 men. You know, me and all my best buddies together and we got into a cage to fight a chimpanzee. So if it was Stu, me, Bill, Brett, Ben, Jimmy in Maine, Mike Ball, Jimmy Minima, Dave Veldink, and Pooh Bear, we would probably get the shit beat out of us and probably die at the hands of a chimp. Rebecca is here. She says, animals have the best judge of character. Jane Goodall was one of the good ones. Okay, bear with me, but I need to know this. Who was the film Gorillas in the Mist about? Okay. That doesn't tell me anything. Okay, here we go. Okay, that's the one. Jane Fossey? Diane Fossey. Yeah, she's dead. She's been dead for a while. And I think was she killed by an ape? Early life, death. Just go right to death. That's what I do on all these. How do they die? It's the only thing I care about. She was murdered. Oh, my God. Murdered in the cabin of her... murdered in the bedroom of her cabin located at the far edge of a camp in the Virunga Mountains in Rwanda. Wow. Okay. That's who I thought Jane Goodall was. And Sigourney Weaver played her in that film, Gorillas in the Mist. Okay. All right. So now we know. Now we know. Well, anyway, Fossey, or I should say Goodall, was doing a speaking engagement somewhere and was staying at her hotel and then that's it. She passed away of natural causes at 91 years old, but just a brilliant woman. What she was, Jane Goodall. Rebecca says, animals have the best judge of character. Jane was one of the good ones. I read that one. If my dog doesn't like you, I am also immediately suspicious of you. Right. Have you ever heard, though, the one about if, let's say you go somewhere and the dog is a dick. I think that works in reverse. I think the theory is if the dog is a dick, the owner is treating the dog poorly and is also a dick. And I've seen this firsthand more than once. And at first I didn't think much of it, but here's my proof. The person that I'm thinking about has had numerous dogs. And every time they get a dog, this is over decades, the dog is a dick. So you had Dick Dog A, Dick Dog B, Dick Dog C, and just a douchebag. And I've been suspicious of this for quite some time, but I kept it to myself. And then I ran into somebody else who was aware of this, I guess, and I'd never shared this with anyone. And this person, I'm keeping this vague on purpose, person says to me, you know, did you ever hear the theory about, and then, and I went, yeah, I've heard it. I've been thinking it for a long, long time. Do you think? And there was like a Vulcan mind trick between us over this. And I was like, wow. Daco says Greg must have a lot of dog history. I remember one time when we first moved here to West Michigan, I had bought a house, but I had not taken possession of it. And I moved here and I left the family in New Jersey, and I moved here alone with Greg and Chris, and we got the radio show up and running. And then, okay, we're good. On a Friday, I went back and got them. Had a U-Haul, loaded up the U-Haul, drove back. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, 1.5 inches thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, Snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Prior to that, Greg had me stay at his house. And so for like 2 weeks, we'd get up together and go to work. And on one of those weekends, he goes, hey, we're leaving for the weekend. You mind keeping an eye on, what was that dog's name? Alice. Can you keep an eye on Alice? I go, of course. And he says she sometimes has seizures, but she hasn't had a seizure in forever. Well, of course the dog has a seizure. And man, fuck, was I scared. This was the biggest seizure in the history of seizures. Because I remember I was in this room doing like work on the PC, producing audio for the show. The dog comes busting in, and the door wasn't latched. It was just kind of shut but not latched. So the dog hit it like at 1 billion miles an hour. The door flies open. It hits the wall. Doorknob goes through the wall when it hits it. And the dog is just rattled and flying all around the room and running into stuff. And its eyes are rolling back in its head. It's having a fucking seizure. So I'm like, oh, my God. I can't believe this shit. So I'm chasing the dog around the house. And there's no stopping it. So finally, the dog collapses. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. And so then it's still seizing, but it's a... And I'm just kind of like holding the dog and petting the dog, and the dog's starting to come out of it. And I call him and go, hey, dude, Alice had a seizure. What? Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. She's coming out of it right now. But if you want, I'll take her to the vet. No, no, we're coming home. Holy shit, was I scared. Rebecca says, case in point, I'm dog sitting two dogs this weekend for the longest time. One of the dogs was incredibly aggressive and very distrustful of all people. My friend recently left her partner and took the dogs with her. That dog is a completely different dog now. He is a giant love bug couch potato. Turns out my friend's partner was the problem the entire time. 100%. At the radio station, there's a senior dog that is owned by the boss, Cheryl. Buddy. And it's a something doodle. Tall, doodle, fuzzy, curly. And as I walk in, I'm told, don't, you know, be careful of Buddy. He doesn't trust many people. He doesn't like many people. Blah, 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 blah. I go, yeah, yeah. Okay. I see him and he looks at me. I go, well, hello, tail. He's just like. And then I get low and I actually sit on my butt with my legs out in front of me. And I go, hello to you. And man. Right away, he's like a cat bonking me. And I just start petting him. And they're like, what? We've been trying to pet this dog for years. What's it? And I'm like, you know, the fuck? You think you're dealing with an amateur here? I know what's up. By the way, how many of you feel like Darla there is judging me right now because I'm talking about another dog? Look at that face. Hello. Hello to you. All right. By the way, the randomness of that moment not that long ago when the stream crapped out is just ridiculous. I have no reason why or no reason to know what the hell was happening there. It's so frustrating. Thank you to Kuiper Tree Care. If you are in West Michigan and you've got some unwanted trees that have just lived past their prime, call the experts at Kuiper Tree Care, 616-828-8225. That is 616-828-8225. They will help you out. Perhaps you just need it trimmed up. They can do that too. They specialize in tree risk assessment, seeing if your trees are sick or damaged or whatnot. 616-828-8225 for Kuiper Tree Care. Okay. There is a story about the woman who, remember that story about that church on the other side of the state of Michigan where the wacko, I guess, hated Mormons and wanted to shoot people and was successful, burnt the church down to the ground. Horrible. Several people died. There's a story going around about how one of the churchgoers, I can't do this. I don't have the ability to forgive. I wouldn't have the ability to forgive. A lady is in the news because she says, I made eye contact with him while he was shooting people. I made eye contact with him and he spared me, but I had already forgiven him with my whole heart. He let me live. So, you know, all you need to do is see that, especially if you're a person who's super religious and what they're going to say is, well, Jesus saved your life. Okay, now, there's no way to know for sure, But her story is important because she's saying, hey, I'm forgiving this guy. And there is no fucking way I would do that. My God. A photo of a handwritten statement that Lewis wrote, the bad guy, was posted on Facebook. She described how she encountered the shooter, and she also made a plea to the public for peace. I take it back. Her name is Lewis, Lisa Lewis. He let me live. She described how she encountered the shooter, and she also made a plea to the public for peace. Fear breeds anger. Anger breeds hate. Hate breeds suffering, Lewis wrote. If we can stop the hate, we can stop the suffering. But stopping the hate takes all of us. I don't know about that. I think if someone shoots up your church, it is 100% okay to hate them. All right? There is no way. I think forgiveness needs to be more conditional. You know, what's the lady's name? Erica Kirk, the wife of Charlie Kirk. She forgave the fucking idiot that killed her husband. I wouldn't do that. I'd be looking into trying to get some type of revenge or something like that. And I don't think anybody would blame you. I don't know. Maybe that makes me a weak fool. A friend said the bad guy, Sanford, had expressed hatred toward the Mormon church after living in Utah and returning to Michigan years ago. Lewis said she was kneeling next to her mortally wounded dad. So she's forgiving the guy who killed her dad. Craig Hayden, 72, when Sanford approached and asked a question. I never took my eyes off his eyes. Something happened. I saw pain. He felt lost, Lewis wrote. I deeply felt it with every fiber of my being. I forgave him. I forgave him right there, not in words, but with my heart. She also wrote, I saw into his soul and saw, and he saw into mine. He let me live. What was the question that he asked her, though? Lewis declined to be interviewed by the Associated Press. Her brother-in-law, Terry, wrote on Facebook that he believes her interactions with the gunman bought precious time for others to escape. My God. Meanwhile, a different church said Wednesday that Sanford had tried to have his 10-year-old son baptized there in September 21 and was upset when he was turned down. I wonder why the hell they did that. Sanford did not threaten staff at the River Church in Goodrich, but he was frustrated. Man. Sanford and his wife did not regularly attend church, but had held an event there 10 years ago to raise money for her son's medical care. He was born with a health condition that produced abnormally high levels of insulin. And so we go. What a psychopath. No, you're not getting you will not be forgiven. My God. Rebecca says forgiveness is very personal. You cannot force others to forgive. Rebecca says it doesn't make you weak if you don't forgive. It means you're human. I'm getting some hints that there may be an issue again with Twitch. I'm being informed as we speak that it puked again. Hopefully, it will come back like it did last time. My apologies. Molly says it's something on your end, I bet. Probably. That's what I'm thinking, too. I don't think it's your end. Your end, I should say. Stevie says he's back. Thank God. Thank God. Just get me to the end. I'm going to take another quick break because I got to go potty again. A lot of water. A lot of water. And I kind of got lectured by the doc at the physical. I need to discuss that. Every year this happens. And that's exactly what happened again. So I'm going to get a refill and go tinkle, and I'll be back. So if it ever goes, if it ever leaves us, but it does come back, make sure you let me know. Let me know that it's gone. Let me know that it comes back. That's like, whatever. I will continue to troubleshoot today. Every day, I will check off things that I need done. So doctor gets the blood work. And she goes over it with me. She says, all this is good, but this right here is not good. Eric, your cholesterol. The bad cholesterol continues to get higher, and the good cholesterol is not going up. Do you know what the good cholesterol does? I said, no. She said, well, the good cholesterol gets rid of the bad cholesterol. So you got to have more of it. The number you have is 48. We like that north of 160. I take that back. North of 60. Your bad number is at 178. We like that below 100. You've got some work to do. Do you know what you have to do? Yes, doctor. What do you have to do? I need to exercise more, and I need to change my diet so that I'm not eating all those. She goes, well, yeah, all that saturated fat and lose weight. She goes, I can promise you this. If you get down 15 or 20, your cholesterol, your bad cholesterol, will be right about where it needs to be. Let me put it to you in these words, Eric. See this number here, 6.1. Yes. That is your likelihood of a heart attack. We like that to be at about 4.1. Right now you're in yellow. You want to be in green. In order to get in green, you got to do those things I was telling you about. Okay, I got you. When you get up to, if you're at a 6.1, you still got time. But if you get up to like a 7.5, then you go on a medicine called a statin. I think Bread Bull Brain Chris had mentioned this earlier. Being on a statin. Then you will be on a drug, and those drugs have side effects. I said, all right, I got you. She goes, keep walking. Keep doing some exercise. Then I was telling her about this hip that's been bothering me. God, I sound like I'm falling apart. She goes, all right, we're getting an x-ray. I mentioned that earlier. But anyway, that's where we're at. Just to hear them break it all down like an NFL coach, I don't know why, but it reinvigorates me. It helps me get focused, you know? I want to get into this clip of Shedeur Sanders. Some of you are familiar with Deion Sanders. This is his kid. And when he played at Colorado, he was pretty good. But he barely got drafted. And then he got, like, cut. And then he got put on the practice squad of the Browns. And then there was an injury to somebody, so now they made him the third-string quarterback. So he's not going to play, and he sucks. But because he's a douchebag, they interview him, and they give him the time of day. Whenever you have your third-string quarterback that's getting the attention of reporters, okay, that means you're getting attention because you're an asshole. Or there's something interesting about you. Now, we know that his athletic ability is not interesting. And he's not exactly the sweetest kind of soul. So, obviously, the only reason why people are putting a microphone in front of you is because you're a cock and they want you to say something stupid. Here's Shedeur when the reporters are talking to him about being the third string quarterback.
third quarterback. Vocally, anything to say?
They're talking to him, and he's just moving his mouth. He's not answering.
I guess it's not that fun.
So several reporters, you can barely hear him, are just asking him actual questions. Like, hey, how do you feel about the big game?
Just one more. I guess what do you think you have to show, you know, show to the coaches? Just to,
what do you think you have to show to the coaches is the question. Well, first of all, that's a stupid question. What do you think you have to show the coaches? I don't know. Maybe that I'm good and not shitty at being a quarterback. Wouldn't that be a good start? But he does it like this.
Have that belief in you that you can, you know, be ready.
What game you say?
Okay, if I'm one of these reporters, I wish one reporter would get some nerve and say, do you know how much of an asshole you look like? Why are you wasting our time?
How much has Joe been important to both you and Dylan in terms of your guys? Like,
you're talking about Joe Flacco.
Like development to this point.
Oh, I want to punch this guy in the face. I hope he breaks his leg like Tyreek Hill. Fuck you. Maureen says, what a dick. I can't stand him or his dick dad. Alan says, this is the guy who got his jersey retired. That's exactly right. He didn't win anything at Colorado, and they retired his jersey. God. You know that Shedeur Sanders' dog is definitely an asshole. Speaking of pets and famous people, do you remember the name Tyrese Gibson? Isn't he like a model or an actor? He's in trouble. He was supposed to turn himself into police because the cops filed an arrest warrant because he if you're triggered by dogs injured stories, that this is one of those. I'm not going to get into detail about, like, you know, I'll be describing the death of a dog, no doubt, but I'll go easy on you. He's got four big dogs. They're called Cane Corsos, and the Cane Corsos went over to the neighbor's house, and the neighbor has a dog, and the four Cane Corsos, they killed the dog next door at their home in Georgia in mid-September. Yeah, he's in the Fast and Furious movies. That's right. The warranty for cruelty to animals issued is part of an ongoing issue following multiple calls about the dogs in the past few months. So I guess they've been many calls. Hey, your dogs are being assholes to my dog, and he didn't do anything about it. So I guess that's where the cruelty charge comes in. You knew that your dogs could injure other dogs, and you did nothing to keep them away from the neighbor's dogs. So the death of the neighbor's dogs means that you caused, since the dogs are yours, you're getting charged with cruelty to animals. Good. Our priority is the safety of the community, and when there's so many incidents of dogs, especially large dogs like a Cane Corso, getting out and killing an animal, you know what's next, a child? Dwyer said our main priority is safety, and that's why we want the dogs in custody. Had this asshole just taken care of his dogs, it wouldn't surprise me if all four of his dogs were euthanized. First of all, if he wasn't an asshole, the dogs would not be killing people. And if you knew that they were aggressive, it's up to you to make sure that they don't harm anyone, you stupid dick. He'd received multiple warnings before the warrant was issued. Cops attempted to cite him before the attack. But I guess he wasn't home. Uh, I guess he wasn't home when the incident took place, too. Just after 10 p.m. on September 18th, a neighbor of Gibson's, whose house is a half a mile away, let their dog, which is a small spaniel, out to the yard and returned 5 minutes later, and that's where the problems happened. Gibson posted a video that included various clips of his dogs early Monday. At first, Banks wrote that Gibson extends his deepest condolences to the family who lost their beloved dog to the tragic incident. Gibson posted a video to Instagram that included various clips of his dogs early Monday. He didn't speak in the video, but rather included audio from the podcast, The Breakfast Club, where hosts discussed the case. Well, that's pretty flippant. Your dogs killed the neighbor's dog, and you're posting videos of your dog, which includes audio from The Breakfast Club podcast, talking about your dog, you and your dog. It sounds like an asshole to me. Bob says, my brother has a cane corso and is a big baby. He thinks it's a lap dog. Yeah, I've got a friend who's got a cane corso, too. I think, you know, if you treat the dogs like fuck, that's what leads to these moments. You know, that's what led to pit bulls doing their thing. I've got an alert from audience member Bob that Twitch has again barfed. I don't know, folks. All right. As I wind this down, we will get to the asshole of the day. Several contestants, excuse me. Frank Fuss says, look, if you do not have health insurance, reach out to him. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. And he will help you navigate healthcare.com. Now, there may be some changes depending on what happens with the federal government and the budget passing. It's important that you, if you already get your insurance through the marketplace, to reach out to Frank for any information. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. He is a licensed independent insurance agent / broker, and his services are free. That's important to think about. Yesterday's asshole of the day was StreamYard, but I'm still not convinced, excuse me, that it is StreamYard. I think it might be Twitch, because if it were StreamYard, it works with YouTube, excuse me, just fine. All right. I like how Maureen is thinking. Your asshole of the day is Shedeur Sanders, third string quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Screw you. That's my time on the show. I appreciate you. We still have the Patreon bonus podcast to get to. I did post the audio from Who Are These Free Beers and the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. What a plot twist. Oh, fantastic. The look of terror on my face. Oh, my God. Oh, shit. All right. That's it for me. Thank you very much. As always, you guys are the best. And join you later on. Have a good one. Till then, bye-bye.